What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Loud Spot. I'm your host, Sebastian, hanging out with my co-host, the one and only Southern Flame, Don McIntyre. Real quick, Don, I do want to say Don McIntyre. I think that sounds pretty cool. And then we're hanging out with a guy named Austin, and he is in a band called Wicked Love. Let's go. All right, before we get the show started, I do want to remind everyone to please subscribe to our YouTube channel. Check us out on all podcasting platforms, blah, 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 blah. All right, Austin in a band called Wicked Love, kind of a new wave, 80s sounding, really kind of groovy, funky band, man. That's pretty fucking dope, dude.
Thank you.
Right before you actually got on the screen, Don and I were talking about kind of 80s music is making a comeback a little bit, right?
Especially hair bands, yeah.
For sure. You know, I especially think with shows like Stranger Things or Cobra Kai, I was like, man, all that is just straight 80s tunes, especially in Cobra Kai, because you can't have karate without 80s metal. It's just works. So well, you know.
I don't even think I've seen. Is that a show? I've heard of it.
Wait, yeah. What?
Well, I never seen. I'm sorry, Don.
So I've never seen it. Watch it.
Oh, my kids got me hooked on it. I'm like, okay, so it's this reminiscing of an actual former characters and actors from Karate Kid.
Oh,
dude, it's so fucking cool. I can't believe you haven't been watching that.
No, I had. What network is that on?
It's on Netflix. It's got all actors in it, too. And they really tie three main movies. They haven't done the fourth one yet. They probably season, but they tie it all in and have flashbacks like to the original movies. Oh, my gosh, it's perfect.
I will fucking check it out. I promise I'll check it out soon. And I talking about movies, I know Austin, you are a Star Wars fanatic, right?
Oh yeah. Star Wars through and through.
So recently I interviewed, if you look at some of my past interviews, there's a lady named Susanna Malik, and she is on The Mandalorian. This Mandalorian series I was on, like fucking man. Disney Channel, whatever. Anyway, super cool. She's fucking raunchy as shit, man. She has the biggest fucking mouth for a little shiny short person. But you don't actually see her. You see her because she's in costume. She plays all like the little costume characters and shit like that. But anyways, pretty cool. If you go back and I was thinking about giving her a call, but every time I call, she doesn't answer the phone. And I was like, I don't blame her because I normally call like at 2 a.m. when I'm fucking hammered, right? Not answering the phone.
So that's why you quit calling me.
No one answers.
Man.
So the name Wicked Love does not disappoint because it's very 80s sounding, right? It's very 80s sounding. Like there was a band when I was in high school. I was born in the 80s, but high school in like late 90s. But their band was called Wild Tongues, and just a little local band from my hometown in California. And when I saw the name Wicked Love, I was like, that has to be an 80s. Like, I was thinking it's probably an 80s sounding band. Perfect. And it is.
Yeah, that's definitely what we were aiming for. Brendan and I naming it. I was a very big Lynch Mob fan at the time. And really big on their Wicked Sensation album. Nice. And I was just like, Brendan, Wicked's a cool word. And he's like, yeah. And then I just followed it by love. I don't know why I just said that word. I was like, Wicked Love. And I said it as kind of a joke. And then I was like, wait, say that in an announcer voice, like you're announcing the band on stage. And he was like, ladies and gentlemen. I was like, yeah, it sounds good. And it was perfect because we were looking for a name that if somebody saw it on a show bill, they would do exactly what you did. Like, okay, that's what style of music that they're going to play.
I don't know what it is that rings that 80s sound. Like, it's a perfect name. It just rings that bell. And there's nothing really specific about it that rings it, except for, like, I tied it to the band Wild Tongues. It's like Wicked Love, Wild Tongues, fucking. I don't know. It's just an 80s sounding band. How long has the band been around for?
Well, we actually formed in, 2015. And we, like, played around for, like, 6 to 7 months. And then we were all young and had a bunch of egos and hated each other. So we quit and went on a 6-year hiatus. And then half the band, except myself, became dads. And then everyone matured. And they're like, we're like, dude, let's, I mean, COVID's depressing. Let's get back together and let's just write some banging music.
So pretty much everyone else in the band was getting laid except for you. See, the band helped you get laid. That's what I got out of it. I don't know.
Damn it, Sebastian.
I've just been having them kids now. Come on. Now.
Here's the real reason why. Hold on one second.
Micro penis.
There you go. Oh, that's fucked up. That is kind of fucked up. I'm sorry. Oh, man. He's like, you're offending me. I fucking hate your show. Fuck you guys, man. You guys are from Charleston? Charleston, South Carolina, right?
I am. I believe a rhythm player, Brad, is from, I think, Anaheim, California.
Oh, hell yeah.
We got the singers from Vermont. I believe the bass player is from New York. And I believe Josh is local.
Okay.
He, like to Charleston. So I'm like the only one with a little bit of a Southern accent. I'm born and raised.
You do. I was gonna, and I want to say to was it Brendan?
Yes,
is that your lead singer? I want to tell him. I know he's not on the show, and this is not going to air till this coming Wednesday. But today, while we're recording, it is Veterans Day. I did hear that he was in the Navy, served in the Navy. So happy Veterans Day to you! And I was going to ask him a question about, because I saw he was like born in Pennsylvania. Like, I was fucking totally just like. What stalking the band on like other podcasts you did, right? I was taking notes, and I was gonna ask him, what's it like that if you ever got used to the accent, but I can't ask you that because you have the accent.
No, and I would think that he's gotten used to talking with my parents and all as well. So I got, my mom is an Italian from Philly.
Oh, nice.
And my dad is born and raised here in Charleston, so he's got that old Southern debutante accent. Like,
yeah, dude, that was so good. Hold on.
That was good.
Do that again.
I said, hold on. I got to get it. All right, here we go. Out here on the pepper farm, young man, we're going to till.
Dude, I'm totally taking that sound bite out of the pepper farm. They got a sound bite, dude.
See, no, it gives me so much shit for my Southern accent. And I'm I love it though.
So I sell power sports. So I sell boats and jet skis and dirt bikes and all like fun stuff. Mm-hmm. I someone really Southern, he was a peanut farmer out in Myrtle Beach. And he was like, young man, I need a side by side to help tend my farm out there. And I was like, what kind of farm? And he's like, I own a peanut farm. It's been in my family for generations and generations. Okay.
How beautiful is that though? I actually love that.
You know what's gonna happen is you're gonna get cast now in a movie role.
Oh man,
because you did it so good, you did it so well. Oh. I mean, it's perfect,
so fluently. It reminded me of, what was the dude's name, Jackson? Was it
it reminded me of what's Leonardo DiCaprio in that movie Django?
Yeah,
that's what it reminded me of.
Oh yeah. Now, okay, I got it now.
That's what it reminded me of. And then you guys have a song called Wicked Love. So, you know, a lot of bands do that. A lot of bands will come with, especially like in the 80s, I would think that was kind of more popular. Like, I can't imagine Papa Roach coming out with a song called Papa Roach. but Wicked Love, it fits the band name. You know, it fits having a song called Wicked Love. The only thing I found kind of hard is I couldn't find the YouTube music video or the lyric video on YouTube. Because you type in Wicked Love and like all this shit pops up, like all these different people. But I did see it on your Facebook page.
Okay, good. Might have to get on the drummer. He might have not tagged it properly.
Either that or I'm just stupid. And believe me, I am kind of an idiot sometimes. Trust me. Don't probably look at him and find it right away. I'm sure she would. So,
man.
I swear, Sebastian.
What I think is cool, and I know, and you've probably been told this before, with the 80s music kind of coming back, like that band called Ghost, they kind of have a little 80s sound. Of course, Steel Panther has an 80s sound. But what separates the two of you guys is where they're more, what would you say?
You know, I think that everyone in Steel Panther, they are great songwriters and musicians. I would kind of term them, yes, they're 80s, but it's almost like comedy metal.
It is.
They're taking the satire. It's almost like they're a modern day Spinal Tap.
Yeah.
Hey.
Would you, when you first started this band and you guys kind of had that 80s sound, I guess that was kind of the goal from the beginning, right?
Yes. So, I mean, that's kind of the only music I'm good at. No, I'm just kidding. It was just something about that style, man. It was probably high school. And I was actually playing drums in a local band here, and it was just a little high school band. We just wanted to play a talent show or two, and we played a couple shows, and I was actually the drummer. And the guitarist, I was like, hey, I'm not having fun. And he's like, why? And I was like, I can't see the girls from the back. He's like, all right, cool, because I feel like playing drums more because I want to sit down. I was like, okay, I'm fine with that. Let's go. And, you know, we weren't really playing 80s music. At the time, I wasn't really a huge fan of it. I didn't really think about it. And then when I was learning how to play the guitar, I just kind of came across a Poison and a Def Leppard video. It was either on YouTube or a VH1 Classic.
Wow.
But I was like, dude, this is the coolest thing. Everything's over the top. Everything's huge. There's a lot of women. I must do this.
The reason why you want to play guitar was so that you could get laid, and then you didn't get laid because everyone else is having kids. Well,
so, like, here's the thing. I believe when we first started, I was always the person that was in a steady relationship. Mm-hmm. So I was like, oh, guys, I'm like, well-behaved. I can't do anything bad. I can't drink or party. It's all different now, but
like, I get fucked up, man. But you know, did you think that the band would get as much? Because I checked out your guys' numbers. You guys got a decent following. Were you worried that being in an 80s sounding band in 2015, it wasn't as cool to be in a band like it is now? You know, do you feel? Did you think that it'd be harder to gain a fan base because you're not like, 60 years old, And so it's harder to get the younger people. Cause every band wants like a younger kind of audience. Cause that's what's going to help them grow. Were you worried about that at all? Or were you going to do music and who cares?
I will say in my earlier days when I was younger in late high school, early college, I was really obsessed with all things 80s then, probably more so than I am now, because it was like brand new to me then. And everyone's like, dude, 80s is dated, it's boring. It was almost like I would just tell somebody I play 80s and they're like, no, not gonna do that. It wasn't until years later when I realized, it doesn't kind of matter what music that you play, there's an audience for it.
That's right.
So it's like, I'm going to stop trying to please everyone. The little 17-year-old TikTok girls that all they want to listen to is Cardi B and Justin Bieber. That's probably not. That's right. Okay. Y'all don't got money to buy our merch anyways.
You know what? I literally feel, and I never thought about this before until just right now as we're talking, I feel like being in an 80s sounding band, I feel like on stage, I think I just said I feel like a lot of times. I feel like I said it a lot of times, but I think you have more fun on stage because, in the 80s, they were like having sex with their guitars and doing all kinds of cool shit. And now with like new metal and, metalcore, they're just rocking on stage. But in an 80s band, you get to really kind of make love to your instruments and dress like, with nipple clamps and shit like that. And it's okay. It's okay to do that if you're in an 80s band. So when you guys get on stage, do you still perform as if you were like an 80s rock band?
So we have I believe if you heard our EP, we have this song called Wild Ride on there. It's the last song on it. We usually open our shows with that, and we got like the so we borrowed the, I don't know if there's an actual name for the move, but if you remember, I believe it was in Van Halen's Jump music video where they're all like kind of humping the air on beats like 2 and 4. Well, follow that, and like we do those kind of stage moves live, and we're always, especially locally here, we are paired with like metal bands, like metal.
Yeah.
The crowd is expecting us to do metal, And we come on like humping the air and doing guitar solos and smiling like, yeah, yeah. And everyone's like, this at first. And it's so different. At first they're shocked. And then they're like, whoa, whoa, hold on. I kind of like the energy switch up here.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. At first, like, they're like, wait, hold on. Why are your guitars not 8 strings? And why are you not screaming?
Do you practice hump, like practice humping the air like 1, 2, 3?
Oh yeah,
four, 1. When you're actually having sex, do you think about your stage presence and like yeah. trying to do the sex?
So we all at practice, we have this tiny little storage unit, and we can't move because it's tightly packed. And every time we rehearse that song, like we're like. It's like humping.
Like, well, there's a gay sex party. Yeah. Hey, not that anything's wrong with that. I'm just saying it's probably what it looks like.
Yeah.
That is so cool. Dude, I would love to see you guys perform live. Oh, I want to play your song, Wicked Love, by the band Wicked Love. Then I want to talk about your EP as well, and then some concerts and things like that. So let's check out Wicked Love by the band Wicked Love. This is just a lyric video. Real quick, you guys, is there a music video coming out with this also? Is there one, or is it just this?
It's a possibility, but we are actually about to start tracking for our first full length, so we're probably just going to hold off and save all of our funds for that, because, you know, expensive out here for a musician now.
All right, let's check out Wicked Love by Wicked Love. Here we go.
Let's do it. Doesn't mess around. Oh,
I mean, I'm not complaining about that.
Okay, so I was totally envisioning 80s and early 90s Motley Crue when I was listening to that.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's a super simple and straightforward song, but I promise it's not about sex.
I'm just kidding. I was just saying, really.
Everything 80s is about sex, right?
Everything, yes.
Oof. We try to write, you know, especially Brendan, we can overcomplicate songs. I'm a really big prog guy. I love super long songs with lots of sections and parts and all that stuff. But I feel like for this style, it just needs, like, I've got to, yes, we put effort into everything that we do, but it doesn't need to be overcomplicated. It's more complicated it is, and the harder it is for the audience to catch on to what the words are and sing to it. And that's the whole point. Right.
No, I could just imagine this band performed now. I can see the fun and the grit.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely.
No, I mean, and that's not really how I do it. That would suck if that's how I did it.
You know, like,
But I mean, no, it sounds fucking good, you know, and it's, for me, I was never into 80s sounding, I guess, music, because I didn't get into rock music till like the late 90s. We're like, oh, I love that. That's Cat,
yeah,
right?
Cat.
No, it's a fucking possum.
It was, well, I know it wasn't a possum. Okay. No, it's definitely a cat. Okay. So, fuck, I forgot what I was going to say now. Oh, yeah, I remember. I wasn't like big into 80s music. And it really wasn't until recently, I'll say the last few years, with some other 80s sounding bands coming on. And when I first kind of caught wind of 80s music kind of making a comeback, I was not a super big fan, but you get used to it and it's grown on me. And that song, I mean, I caught myself singing like a child. I can't sing, so don't listen to me. But wicked, wicked love. That is so, man, that is,
that almost
deep.
Sounded like what's his name from Motorhead, Lenny.
Ugh. Hey,
oh, you know, you've never seen me and Lenny at the same place at the same time. I'm just saying. What is, I heard someone mention on a previous thing, something about Glam Nation. Was that like another band that was kind of previous to this one or something like that?
Yeah, so that was a cover band that,
okay,
we're both playing in pretty much before Wicked Love and kind of during when we first started. And that was actually like, let's wear a wig and spandex and all. And then we played Warrant and Rat, Motley Crue and all those guys. And then I was like, Brendan, we should just write our own stuff, because this is fun. Why don't we just do our own stuff? He's like, all right, cool. Yeah, let's go.
Do you guys incorporate covers at all in your, like on your concerts?
I think there are some plans to maybe throw in a song or two. We've always discussed it. What we fall into here, especially in Charleston, is it's a very big touristy town. Mm-hmm. So a lot of the bars here love you to play 3 hours of covers. Well, we just don't want to do that.
Right.
Like, we just want to play original. There's not a whole lot of original venues in Charleston. So, yes, we definitely plan to get out of our home city and start touring here soon. But we might do a couple of covers here, though. Maybe I'm a really big fan of Shania Twain.
Mm-hmm.
Especially, I mean, all of her music's great, but especially because
it's Shania Twain.
Yeah, it's Shania, but especially because Mutt Lang helped write and produce her stuff. And Mutt Lang did AC/DC, Def Leppard, The Cars, all those guys.
Mm-hmm. Who's Shania Twain? I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. No, you know, whenever I hear South Carolina, I think of that show Southern Charm. I'm married, bro. My wife watches these shows. I don't know how big Charleston is, but I'm sure maybe you see them around every now and again. Maybe not.
Like, that show is kind of like our Jersey Shore.
Yeah, it is. Exactly the same thing, except for with a bunch of Guidos. There weren't even the fucking Italians, really, though. They were like fucking Mexican on that damn show.
Exactly.
This out of 10. Let's talk about your EP, Wild Ride, right? Which, you know, is another 80s. Of course, when I think of Wild Ride, I think Steve-O. He has a podcast from Jackass called Wild Ride, I think, with Steve-O. Oh, yeah. That. But it's called Wild Ride, and that EP dropped, what, like a couple months ago?
Yeah, so we dropped it September 9th. We actually recorded that back in 2015 with our old lineup, and we really only silently released it to friends and family. It was never really out there. So we pulled it down after the band split up, and then when we came back together earlier this year, hey, let's just put it back out, give them something to listen to for the time being while we're writing some new stuff. And so we really want to put the marketing effort behind it this time because nobody heard it.
Right. Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm glad that everyone is starting to hear it now. And I did not expect the response that we have gotten on.
Well, think about this. Like we said earlier, Stranger Things, bringing back the big 80s thing. You know, I know several big, huge bands now that are bringing, remastering 80s songs. Say, for instance, Motionless in White did Somebody Told Me. And then we've got others that did Tainted Love. And so the 80s sound is making a huge comeback right now.
Tainted Love.
Dude. Okay. So right round Tainted Love and Motionless in White, Somebody Told Me, is actually on my current playlist, just so you guys know. So yeah, those remakes are awesome.
I think the big thing with the 80s style that I have always loved, and I think that a lot of younger kids are starting to feel it too, is once it gets in your veins, there's nothing else like it. I mean, it's just it's just a fun party, man. It's like, it's just, we're all friends. Come to my show. Have a party. Yeah. Let's forget life, because life is crap because of all the bullshit that's going on all the time. Like, just come hang out and let's have a self-soothing therapy session together.
There you go. Hell yeah. Vibe.
I think that's super dope. Let's talk. Are you guys with the label? Are you guys staying independent right now?
We are not with the label. We are hopefully, if Frontiers Records in Italy is listening to us, I think we're going to try to shoot for them as soon as this record's done and we're getting... We got to build up our numbers first. We're still a very young band. I mean, a very young band. And it's all the journey for us. It's all just a learning and growing process and staying humble in the meantime, because not going to be successful if you're a dick either. So
that's right.
You can't be a dick until you're successful. The label's going to hear this podcast and be like, nah, fuck that, dude. They did that. We're not doing anything with them. And tours. Are you guys planning on doing tours anytime soon?
I am supposing we are going to try to do something within the coming year. We really are going to shift all of our focus. We got a couple of local shows finishing out here in December, and then we're really going to hit the effort in the studio and just get a full length done, because we really want to get that done. And then we're just going to market and promote that touring as much as possible. I mean, I would feel a lot more solid too as a band and as a business to have something more than an EP to actually tour on.
Right.
Why do you want to put out and maybe you don't know the answer. It's a band. It's really a band question for the whole band, but since you're the only one here, we'll ask you. why does a band want to put out a full length album, and as opposed to just dropping singles like a lot of other people are doing? Is that just going with the whole 80s theme still, or is that just...
Well, actually, the plan is we're going to track the whole record, and we're going to release a song off it once every 6 to 8 weeks until it's all done, and then we'll just release it at the end as a compilation. You know, and it's just with today's music world and how the listener is, everyone gets distracted after 30 seconds. It's like...
Yeah.
You got to always have new stuff out.
We live in a TikTok world.
You know what? I'm only going to take 30 seconds of this whole entire podcast and put that on YouTube. That's all I'm doing. I'm just my penis part and then your peanut farmer thing. I'm somehow combine them. And that's fucking show, dude. That's the whole show.
For sure. Let's go.
I just play my intro song and then my outro song and then not even have anyone that's here right now on the show. And that could be the whole show.
Oh, man.
We actually need to include that epic scene with the accent.
Okay, I'll get the accent in the middle, and that's it. That's it. Anything else that you want to say? I know we didn't really cover too much about the band because we just have fun on the show. That's kind of what we do here on the Lost Spot. But anything that you wanted to bring up about your band that you want to get known to our listeners?
Definitely keep up to date with us, wickedlovemusic.com. We got our Spotify and Instagram and Facebook links up there as well. I believe we are in the process of putting up our merch store, because merch helps bands nowadays. Because, you know, if you're out there getting my music for free, I'm encouraging mm-hmm. that. No one's paying for music anymore.
Right.
It's instead of trying to beat the beast, you might as well join the beast. I mean,
buy the fucking merch.
Do it.
We got plans to follow suit of what Kiss did. We're going to brand everything we possibly can.
Smart.
I mean, it's a business, and sales. The more that you give, the more opportunities that you give someone to spend their money, and you make them feel like they're missing out if they don't spend their money.
let's just be honest. Kiss was fucking brilliant with marketing.
Oh yeah.
I mean, absolutely brilliant with their marketing.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
A lot of people hate on them, but they were fucking brilliant with it.
I think you should name your next album Have Sex to Our Songs. Wicked Love, Have Sex to Our Songs. Oh, man. The album. And then name the second album the same thing, but name it number two. Have Sex Again to Our Songs.
Oh man.
And watch Lotspot. Dude, Austin, thank you so much. Please stay right there until after the outro song plays. I do want to thank all of our listeners. You've been wonderful guests to have on the show. Thanks for having fun with us. Dawn, you're always, she's so good at co-hosting the show with me because she's just fucking, she thinks I'm an idiot and I love it. So,
I love you.
Go ahead and please subscribe to our YouTube channel again. Check us out on all podcasting platforms. That's all the time we got. Check out Wicked Love. You got to check them out. Check out their other songs. I know that's what I'm going to do as soon as we exit the screen here. That's all the time we got. Austin, once again, stay right there. Peace out. Rock on.
Thank you.
Much love, baby.
There we go.
This is the Loud Spot outro by Nothing Short of Tragic.
Is this all talk with no action? No. Is this my thoughts with distraction? No. Is this what I bought that's in fashion? Or is this the Loud Spot with Sebastian? Yes. Does Nothing Short of Tragic have his back again? Yes. Does anything that's good really have to end? Yes. Our pimp host has a pimp show, so to get more episodes, make an order. This is over.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more Fantasy Points.